you bought them in, that means you got more. Where did you came from? I put like 10 lifesavers on the table. No, she gave me one.
I got ice cream cubes tonight.
Let's just say that.
What kind of wine you was drinking?
That good old Pinot Grigio.
Okay.
That Grigio.
How about a week ago? Hey guys.
Hey y'all, what's up? Thank y'all for tuning back into another episode of Love Talking Bullshit. I'm Chan, what's up? See y'all.
Hey guys, it's Lex with 3 X's. I see y'all. Hey.
Hey. Hi. First, we just want to thank everybody who's been with us from day one. We see y'all holding it down. It's respected. Thank you. So, look, we just going to roll smack into things right now. So, Valentine's Day is in about 2 weeks, okay? Mm-hmm. And I don't know about guys, but females put more thought and shit into holidays and stuff like that. So typically, whatever a female is doing for you that night, she's had that planned. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We plan ahead. We know what we want to do. Whereas with y'all typically like go with the flow.
Last minute shopping.
Last minute. Mm-hmm. You know, no more reservations because all the reservations have been made. You know, y'all guys, y'all like to do things that way. So we're going to talk about the do's and don'ts of relationships around Valentine's Day. With that being said, the first thing I wanted to talk about is, should there be a limit to how much you spend on a Valentine's Day gift if you're dating someone that's fairly fresh? Let's say maybe 2 months, 3 months. And do you have to buy that person a Valentine's Day gift? Are you obligated to buy that person that you're dating, even if you're only dating for about 3-4 weeks, are you obligated to buy them a Valentine's Day gift? And if so, are there terms on what you get this person? What do you think?
I don't think that there's a limit. I feel like it's the thought that counts. And you can see the amount of effort that a guy puts into this gift. I personally think that Valentine's is strictly for the ladies. Shout out to the ladies. I think it's about us, but I know that there's some guys out there who expects things on Valentine's. I've had this conversation with a couple guy friends, and they feel like if I'm a do for you, do for me.
And I don't want pussy.
Right.
I don't want pussy. They right. don't. Ladies, pussy is not a gift. Okay? All y'all
it
that
can,
are.
It can be.
All y'all that's resorting to that. Go take some time and some thought and go buy that man a thoughtful gift. You know? Pussy
shit,
ain't it.
I say throw a bow on that motherfucker.
You hear me?
Hey, it's naked.
You hear me?
Hey,
it can
that
be.
That good old red lace for
you
that
hear
ass,
me.
Huh?
Yes.
That's crazy.
What do you get a guy, though, for Valentine's? What?
That's what I want to know as well. Like, guys, if y'all are in, chiming on the live, we are here. The number to the studio is 703-951-7003. Please chime in. We want to know, what is a good Valentine's Day gift for y'all men? Like, what is the best Valentine's Day a girl could do for you and you would be, like, beyond happy with?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't know what to get y'all.
Even if something has happened to you in the past, like, I want to hear about that shit. If something was, like, if it shocked you because you wasn't expecting it, if you thought it was cute, if you thought it was horrible, but it was cute because it was the thought that, you know what I'm saying, counted. Like, tell us, give us some ideas. What's your ideal Valentine night with your ladies?
Because I'm going to be honest with you, like, that just brings us back to us women preparing ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you guys don't really know, like, how much time, like, is put into those things for those women that go all out for mm-hmm. their men on Valentine's Day. I'm older now. Like, I don't be tripping off Valentine's Day. Like, I get gifts all the time. You know what I'm saying? So, like, one day doesn't have to validate anything for me. You know, I'm taking care of, you know, those other 364 days out right. the year. So, that's how I feel about that. But me, I'm like a nurturing soul. Like, I want to take care of my man. I want to make sure he's good. Mm-hmm. You know, he doesn't need anything. Mm-hmm. And so, I'ma still do something. I'ma still, you know what I'm saying?
She about to do exactly what she said wasn't a gift.
But I got a gift in hand, though.
Okay, so look, though. So what if you woke up, though? Like, although you're saying that you're not tripping off of Valentine's Day, you telling me you wouldn't feel no type of way if you woke up and it was nothing there? Like,
I have before. That's the
what, woke up with nothing?
Yes.
How'd that make you feel, though? Like,
you know, it's crazy because when you're dealing with a certain type of nigga, like, you know what I'm saying? They not thinking about, like, the good ones are. But the ones that's always running around, like, it's just another day for them. Mm-hmm. So when I wake up that morning and I don't see nothing downstairs on the counter, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, all right, like, slam tripping. Like,
so is that a deal breaker for you?
This ain't gonna rock. But needless to say, he realized somebody must have tapped in his ear and told him, hey, today is Valentine's Day. I see hearts everywhere. And he came home with something. But
Nah.
It is what mm-hmm. it is.
Or it could have been your whole, nigga, you tripping.
Yeah, you ain't acknowledged Valentine's Day.
I ain't got no flowers, so it is somewhat a big deal to you. You better acknowledge it.
I mean, it is some type of way. Yeah, I expect it. I'm a little spoiled in that area, mm-hmm. so I expect those things. I'm sorry.
Hey, noted.
Like that.
Okay. So let me see. Did anybody answer our questions? Is there any limits to, you know, what you gift? You know, for the women who's in relationships, long-term, maybe married, do you feel like your spouse should go all out for you? Is that something that you guys are expecting? Is that something that you look forward to every year?
Okay.
Hey, guys. All right, checking in. Okay, so... I wanted to ask if you're dating someone and, you know, you're a single woman and, you know, for example, you may have girls, all girls, children, maybe one girl, two girls, three girls, however many girls. If you're dating someone and he spoils you for Valentine's Day, are the kids included?
I think all little girls should be included.
Okay.
I think it's important for fathers and mothers to mold their women to be young women, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and to know that they are worth a card, you know, right. they are worth, you know, and they are worth the thought, you know, and that's like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So... I think every little girl should get that experience. My father gifted us for Valentine's Day every year. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And he has three girls, you know, right. So it's like.
Some guys don't think like that.
Right.
Some guys, hello.
You're right.
Hello.
You're right.
Is this for us?
They don't think like that.
Hello, thanks for calling Love Talking Bullshit.
Hello, how are you all doing tonight?
We're good, how are you? State your name and where you from.
My name is Jason, I'm from Robertson, Virginia.
Okay, hey Jason, thank you for calling. Jason.
Yeah, I'm just calling to talk on Valentine's Day for 2 seconds. I like Valentine's Day, enjoy Valentine's Day, but I also don't like the fact that a lot of men can take advantage of Valentine's Day because it's a very vulnerable time for a lot of women who might not be being treated the right way.
Okay.
Okay.
Can you elaborate on the taking the men taking advantage of that?
And the vulnerability of the women in, mm-hmm. during this time.
I mean, just like what she just stated about a woman who has daughters, mm-hmm. A man bringing cards for the daughters or flowers for the daughters, that can make a woman very like, oh, so he's trying to show me this, but he really could just be trying to smash. So it's
that's
like,
true.
You really got to know who you're dealing with.
That's true.
And in what capacity you're dealing with them. So, like I said, it's a very vulnerable time for people. But when it's genuine. I think the best gift comes from the heart. Like, you kind of know the person, you know what they like, you know what they don't like. Just flowers and chocolate, that's standard. But, you know, a real gift from the heart is what's best.
Well, aren't you a gentleman?
Hello.
Hey, okay. So I have, so while we have you on the line, we might as well ask you. So can you kind of elaborate more on what, like, the perfect gift? I know you said it's the thought, but what the perfect gift would be for a guy, for those females who have no idea what they want to buy their spouse, what they want to do, what he's going to like, what he's not going to like. Like, what is just the perfect Valentine's Day gift for y'all?
Oh, for us? Well, I think the perfect gift for a male is, first off, if the woman knows their man, you got to pay attention to your man. A lot of women just think a gift is a gift. But if you pay attention to your man, either he can say,
wow,
I want this video game, I want these shoes, I want this, I want that. You just got to pay attention to your man in everyday, you know, things. So y'all walking in the mall, he looking at some shoes like, damn, I really want those, but I can't afford them yet. You know, getting those shoes for him, affording him that expense is like a cute thing. But it's, you really just got to pay attention to your man. That's really it.
Aww,
and same for the men. The men should pay attention to the woman's fragrance, pay attention to the color they like, pay attention to type of movies they like, you know, all stuff like that.
Shad wrestling.
Oh, bullshit.
Aren't you a gentleman? Uh-huh. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Everything that you said makes perfect sense, guys. I hope everyone heard that. Shout out to you. Thank you so much for calling in.
No worries.
Gift from the heart are the ones that count. Gift from the heart are the ones that count.
And so when you guys say a gift from the heart, does that just mean that
it can't be pussy? We had to acknowledge
man,
that
that's from the heart, yeah. What if I like, what if I ain't feel like it?
I'm giving you my whole soul. Yeah, you know, like, you're taking this.
No bullshit. Like, I'm just saying. No bullshit. All jokes aside, like, you know, a gift from the heart. What if it's for me, it's like this, the same way that guys spoil women all year round, right? There's women who spoil their men all year round. And so with that being said, the video games and the shoes and things like that, that's real, that's typical. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, so for me, I'm trying to think outside of the box. Mm-hmm. What are you not expecting? You know what I'm saying?
That passport stamp. He's probably not expecting a getaway from life.
I'm going to tell this nigga like this. If any of my niggas is listening, I'm not Ari. I'm not buying no motherfucking land.
We going to work on this budget. And we going to be happy by the end of the night.
Fly your ass to Vegas and back.
And that's
no
like shit. No bullshit. Hey, happy Valentine's Day. Oh, my goodness. That is crazy.
Okay, another question I want to throw out there. If you're in a relationship with a guy, guys, if you're in a relationship with a woman or whatever your preference may be, is it okay for that person to gift the mother or father of a child? And vice versa, is it okay for her or him to gift, you know, your man or woman? Or is there levels to that shit? Is there boundaries being crossed, or does it depend on the gift?
So is it okay for my baby father to buy me a gift from our daughter on Valentine's Day?
Right.
Is that okay for the ladies that are in relationships? This is more so a question for you guys. How do y'all feel about that? If you know, the kids' parents are separated, but the father makes sure he gifts the mom still every year.
I said, nope, absolutely not. Ain't straight like that. No.
Lala, Lala, he can't give her no gift. She don't need no gift.
She said no.
Hey, I can respect it.
But hold on. So what if from day one, you know, they had a great co-parenting relationship? You know of
and
her.
And that's my situation.
So what if you know of her, right? And you and your spouse, y'all have been in the same room, yes, or whatever, and he goes and buys a gift for her and never tells you.
Oh, see, now you being sneaky. And so now you going against code. And so now you jeopardizing a relationship.
And now you about to get your lip busted.
And so now I can't trust you. You know what I'm saying? Right. And so now my pussy ain't going to get wet tonight because I'm mad. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's a cause and effect.
Hey, another gift.
It's a cause and effect. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, but I want to know what happened before you went and purchased the gift. During the gift. What the fuck was you thinking about? You telling me I ain't crossed your mind that one time.
But Mother's Day and Father's Day, yeah, not for Valentine's Day, though. Okay.
Okay, who said that?
Erica said that. Okay. Mama said, hell no. They
okay.
She said no, maybe Mother's Day and Father's Day. What she said, everybody said, hell no.
Okay, so what? So
it's levels. It starts very small, but then that shit can get.
So he can't go get her some chocolate or something. Like what? Okay, what if him or her took the child to the store and they picked it out together and they gifted her? Is that the same thing, or you just?
I mean, now y'all playing house again. You know what I'm saying? That's how I'm gonna see it. Now y'all playing house again. Like, well, first of all, you know what I'm saying? I'm not even that person. I'm Jai Cool. You know what I'm saying? I'm the cool kids mom. I don't have no trouble. Mm-hmm. I don't have those problems. But some of their females be like insecure. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I'ma be there. I don't know what else to say. I ain't going nowhere.
So, okay. So everybody is, I guess y'all are like agreeing that it's a problem to purchase gifts for the mother or father.
I personally don't think it's a problem.
Yeah, I ain't gonna hold you. That's a problem for me.
I don't think it's a problem.
It's a problem. But I also think it depends on what the gift is.
I think it also depends on what the relationship was as well.
I also think that communication is key. So if you spoke to me about that, you know what I'm saying, maybe we chose something together, or you know what I'm saying?
It's crazy because in all honesty, like I said, this kind of connects with me a lot because I am cool as shit mm-hmm. with my kids' fathers. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Cool as a motherfucker. Mm-hmm. I can call them for anything at any given time and we good, you know? But they would still buy me a gift. You know, they do. Still buy me a gift. So it doesn't.
Now, are you communicating that to your current situation or are you just not saying nothing?
But it would be something simple. It would be, even if it's them giving the kids $30 and saying, hey, y'all are older, go get your mom some flowers mm-hmm. and a card for Valentine's mm-hmm. Day. Nothing overstepping boundaries, because I don't overstep boundaries. You know what I'm saying? For the most part.
What would be considered overstepping boundaries? Like buying, like purchasing lingerie. Victoria's Secret gift cards.
Yeah, stuff none like that. Yeah, bring me a teddy bear and a card and we even. You know what I'm saying?
I think the teddy bear is stepping over boundaries. Where the fuck? No. No. Hey, look, if a bitch bought my nigga a teddy bear, I got a problem with that. You supposed to keep that?
You ain't had this during an hour.
The fuck? No. No teddy bears, no none of that. You better not eat that motherfucking chocolate. No. I didn't flush the chocolate and everything. Fuck her and that chocolate. The teddy bear, too.
That is crazy. Mm-hmm. So, when is it, like, too much? Like, when are you, like, tripping? Like, when it comes to, like, dealing with somebody for a few weeks and it's Valentine's Day and you go, like, bananas to the point where it's kind of scary. Y'all have only known each other for 3 weeks. And this person wants to buy you a car.
Okay, so I feel like with that being said, if you 3 weeks into a situation and then boom, it's Valentine's Day, right? You better go all out because that's going to determine if you smashing or passing.
Oh, so that's your little test.
I think so.
That's your little test.
I mean, what we gonna do? No, like for real, like you better go all out because that might win her over. You know what I'm saying? Like you 3 weeks out, say this bitch been single for however long, she ain't even used to getting no gifts.
I'm gonna be honest with you. Like I had a whole situation, and the guy was, it was getting a little creepy. You know what I'm saying? It was like, buy me whatever I say I want. Buy me flowers every day. Call me every day, all day. This is scary. I had to be like, hey, I'm gonna have to fall back. Like, hey, you won't find me on Special Victims Unit. Like,
had you ever, chilled with him or anything like that? Or it didn't even get that far?
We went on a date. We went to dinner.
Oh, yeah, that's creepy.
Yeah, we went to date. On a date, yep. And it was very creepy. I mean, he was like, I just want to get you nice things. I was like, okay, that's cool. But, like, you don't even know me for real. Mm-hmm. I'm a whole stranger to you. Mm-hmm. And a lot of relationships, you don't really get to know your spouse until years later. That's when the real person comes out. Like, the person that you're in a relationship with that first 1, 2, 3, maybe even 4, 5 years. That's not the person.
Man, you got in with that motherfucker for a decade. You still finding shit out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. So, there's definitely no limit on that. So.
So, y'all, I said, preach, Chandy. Hey, somebody said, no bears. Hey, Tyresha, did you give him some or make him go crazy?
Did somebody ask that? No, I didn't actually, and that's why.
So he's saying that some people think that money can get them the love that they want.
I can understand how that's a true statement for sure, because we didn't have sex. We went on one date, and he scared me the rest of the days after that, and I ghosted him. You know what I'm saying? Right. So nothing else happened, but it was weird because I did run into him in the mall, and it was very awkward. He was like staring at me. I was like, man, I'm gonna have to fuck this nigga up.
Like, no bullshit.
Like, so you don't remember me? No.
Hey, and I don't intend to. The fuck you mean?
Hey. Like, so that was a little bit scary.
I would have to agree with, I'm sorry, I forgot your name, but the person who said that, some men use their money and think it can buy them the love that they want. I agree 100%. I've been in several situations where a nigga thought he can buy me. And for me, it's actually a turnoff for me.
It is.
I got my own money. You know what I'm saying? So for me, it's like, slow down. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not that serious. You don't got to buy this or buy that. And especially men who are, like, flashy and saying?
Yeah, flashy men, all y'all niggas that's in y'all's photos with y'all's money in y'all hands and whatever the case may be. It's not cool. Like
red flag. What they say?
It's screaming red flag all day. It's screaming fed time. You know what I'm saying?
Not fed time.
Robbery,
anything.
It's screaming fed time. So y'all please stop that shit. Yeah. Like, I know we a little older than a lot of y'all, but yeah, stop that shit. Stop showing y'all money on social media and stuff. All you doing is about to become a victim. Yeah. That's all you doing. So y'all be easy on that.
Absolutely. I seen this post to say you ain't never heard a tree grow. That was the realest shit I've heard of 2022 whole time.
Like shit.
So yeah, move in silence, people. Learn.
Like shit. Yes, so yes, what yes. is the most romantic thing that has ever happened to you on Valentine's Day that you didn't expect? Yes, because I know, we're so girly. Like,
okay, so hold on. I'm not gonna get into my personal romantic life.
Right.
But I will tell you something that was really cute that happened to me before. So my best friend is a male. Shout out to my BFF, you know who you are. The nigga don't sleep, guys. He works nonstop. And he came to my job one day. He like, Lex, I pulled an all-nighter.
I need to run to your house and go to sleep. No problem. Give him the key and shit. Mind you, I'm like, why are you driving? Like, I'm mad for real because he looked tired.
Yeah.
Long story short, I get home and my whole room is decorated. My kid's room was decorated. I was like, oh my God. Like, I wanted to cry because that was my best friend.
And that was he such felt a, like, a yeah. great gesture. Yes, a kind yes, gesture. Yes,
absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. So shout out to my best friend. I still have this big ass bear till this day, and the bear's name is Lucky. So yeah.
Guys, some ladies do actually, you know, like nice things like that. Mm-hmm. You know, some okay. of y'all, you know, I can understand y'all meet other certain women on other terms, but you know, every woman wants to be catered to and shown she's appreciated, just like every guy wants the same as well. So we'll definitely acknowledge that, because guys like gifts, okay?
They
and,
do.
And again, they don't want pussy as a gift.
Hey, most of them do.
They be wanting it at the end of the
But day. Whole time, but so first. Listen though. So what if you bring another female as a gift? Is that not considered a gift? Yeah, I think that's where we stopped off at. So, yes. Yeah, so, what if you're bringing another female to the situation? Is that considered a gift, guys? Like,
oh, like a threesome? Absolutely. Yeah. Like, that's...
So, okay. So, pussy is a gift.
But that's...
You're getting two of them.
Yeah. Now, that's something... That's something that, you know, yeah, would be considered... Yeah, I think a special occasion.
Okay. Ladies, y'all hear that?
Y'all giving y'all's man a threesome on Valentine's Day or not? Nah? Y'all ain't fucking with it.
Yeah, threesome or not. Hit or smash or pass.
Hit or miss, like shit. Y'all ain't fucking with it. I feel like those type of things, though. I mean, certain females, they just rocking. But me, the type of female I am, those things have to be earned.
You have to
earn those things. You know, I'm not going to be just out here giving my all.
Cuzzo says you got to earn it.
You got to earn it.
Cuzzo is giving whips and chains and shit, though. You need to earn
it. No bullshit. You need to earn that shit. Like, for real. You need to earn it. It's crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Cuzzo.
Can't just be going out here just doing shit and not knowing if it's ever going to get reciprocated. And, you know, some people don't care if it gets reciprocated. Some people just do it just because out of the kindness of their hearts and things like that. But, yeah, that's crazy. All right.
Okay. So, yes, if anybody has any comments, questions, concerns, please give us a call at 703-951-7003. Please, we're welcoming all calls, comments. Whatever it is, you gotta say it with your chest.
With your chest.
That being said, we moving right along. Cuzzo, introduce the next topic.
Okay, so we are gonna, the topic for tonight, this evening, that we're gonna discuss is, what about your friends? Will they stand their ground? Will they let you down?
What about you?
Hey, are they gonna be Yeah, hey, that thing still hit. You gotta have the volume up to touch you the same way.
Name that song.
Name that song in the live, because we gonna bring it back. Name that song. But what about your friends? What does a person have to do for you to acknowledge or know that they are a good, sincere friend to you? Like your closest friend. What did your closest friend, at what point did you know that that person had your best interest at hand and was going to be there for you, you know, regardless of what? I'd like to know that also. We want to know, if you were to run into your friend's spouse and their spouse is clearly on a date. They had a date. He on a date, Cuzzo. Do you hop in the car, get on that phone and call your friend and tell her, bitch, I'm up at the AMC. I'm going to need you to get here. They went in the 8:15 movie.
Or are you the friend that's going to interrupt that yourself, personally? Are you going to address that yourself?
Or are you the friend who's not going to say
anything?
Anything. What friend are you? Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people, I just try to treat people the way I want to be treated. So I always consider everybody's feelings in every situation. You know what I'm saying? So that's why it's easy for me to, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, period. But some people do say that their friends are so in these relationships, so, you know, deeply in love that if I tell you, you still gonna be with the nigga. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So why waste my time? Why stress myself out? Why be here for you? Why you upset? Then next week, y'all good.
Exactly.
Y'all in Mexico together and everything's good. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people feel that way. Now, what friend are you?
So it's definitely levels to the shit. You only got about 1-2 times with me. I feel like I consider myself a real friend. And if there's something that I need to tell you, you my man, you my friend, I'm going to tell you that. But if you ignore what I tell you or don't take heed to what I told you the first 2 or 3 times or whatever the case may be, I have now removed myself from the situation. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been in the middle of some bullshit and I ended up being the fool. You know what I'm saying?
They was good at the end of the night.
Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of shame on me. And so, yeah, like I said, you only got about 1-2 times with me, shorty. Who said they going right, up to
calling,
him?
She going to address the situation for people.
No, hold on, young. Hold on. So you going? What are you going to say when you go up to them? Please tell me.
Well, that's the ultimate guess this.
Hey, somebody, please tell me, young. Please. What you going to say, she balling, when you go up to the person?
Yeah,
please
tell me. If this is your close friend, you know how to address her nigga. You know what I'm saying? Is you going to be like, nigga, you out of your motherfucking mind, Slim. I'm calling her right now. Or are you going to be like, if you don't get rid of her, I'm going to give you 10 minutes, so I'm going to get rid of her. Like, what friend are you? You know what I'm saying?
No, I feel like she balling the friend that's going to FaceTime the friend and say, look, dude, they right here.
That's a real friend. That's a real friend. But then, like I said, again, people have certain reasons for certain things.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? You may have a friend who's in an abusive relationship. And you don't want to tell her that her man is cheating because all that's going to happen is it's going to backfire on her and she's going to end up getting her ass whooped probably. And now she's in harm's way.
Okay.
And she can't even address the man. She can't even address him. He's abusive. She ain't addressing nothing.
So let me reverse this a little bit. What if the person, your friend, is the abuser, right? What friend are you? Are you going to defend your friend or are you scared to offend your friend?
I'm that bitch you wrong. You know you wrong.
Right.
You know, bitch, you wrong.
But then a lot of times that causes tension
between you and your friend.
But that's not a real friend to me.
If what I'm telling you, if me telling you and being honest and real with you is causing tension between us, then maybe we don't need to be friends.
Absolutely.
If we
Absolutely.
Can't have a conversation or if we can't have a disagreement, you know, maybe we shouldn't be friends.
Absolutely. Everybody hear that? I mean, that's as real as it get, you know. And there's a lot of friendships that, you know, just coming up for real, you know, having multiple different female friends and things like that. There's a lot of friendships that I feel like are not friendships. But who am I? You know what I'm saying? That's just my opinion. And like I said, at some points, you know what I'm saying? You got to kind of take a step back and maybe remove yourself from certain situations, you know?
Right.
Because I'm just at an age where if I feel like speaking to you about something or telling you something and it's still going to, you know, get ignored or overlooked or whatever, and I'm pushed to the back burner, then like you said, maybe we don't need to be friends.
Yeah.
Straight like that.
Seriously.
Straight like that. So, yeah.
For sure.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Just because you're not friends with somebody, it doesn't mean you're beefing.
That doesn't mean you enemies.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's crazy because, like, I see people that, like, I done beefed with 10, 15 mm-hmm. years ago. And now, like, it's what's up. You know what I'm saying? Right. And that shit's sincere as fuck.
Right.
Because I wish you the best.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't even in that space no more.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, everything around me, I want to prosper. So, like, I'm moving in that manner.
Yeah.
So.
Shout out to you, because I see you, guys.
Even though somebody almost got me out of character today, but it's all right.
Yeah, and you know what? That's going to happen.
Girl.
That's going to happen. You're going to have some speed bumps for sure. But, yeah, you know what to do. Slow down a little bit.
Hey.
Get on that thing and then hit the motherfucking pedal. Yes, yes, yes. Anybody got any comments, questions, concerns? What's a deal breaker in friendships nowadays?
So what's a deal breaker in friendships, y'all? She said she definitely gonna put them on FaceTime. I'm telling you, I don't care what you do with it, but I'ma tell you. Like I said, you gonna know that I told you, bitch. You stay with the nigga, you stay
that's
with
on
him,
you.
But
yeah.
I done told you, huh?
No bullshit.
So what's a deal breaker, y'all? What's a deal breaker in friendships? Deal breaker, like, what's the deal breaker?
Yeah, for me, I think a deal breaker in friendships, I think when I was younger, deal breakers were petty.
Yeah, for
me,
sure.
You know what I'm saying?
For
it was stupid. At this age, deal breakers for me is just like drama, messy shit, you know what I'm saying? The he says, she says shit. The subliminal shit, you know what I'm saying? Those are all deal breakers for those are red flags for me. Mm-hmm. That's a red
and
flag
all those
for me.
Things are respected.
Yeah,
they should be.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And so yeah, what's a deal breaker for you? I think this loyal lies, the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? It's all red flags.
The crazy part is that you just never really know if a person fucks with you to the amount that you fucked with them
mm-hmm.
or fuck with them.
Mm-hmm.
You never know. And mm-hmm. so at the end of the day, you're always in the back of your head. You know what I'm saying? Like, but there's motherfuckers like I wouldn't think twice about. Like,
right.
I ain't like, we gonna disagree and we gonna go on about our day.
Right.
Bitch, I will see you on Thursday.
Right.
Like, good night. I love you. Like, I'm gonna holler at you.
Right.
But, you know, I feel like, you know, I don't know. I just feel like I'm a loyal friend. You know, it is what it is. If I really call you my friend, then that's what it is.
Right.
A deal breaker. I don't like liars.
Right.
So you don't have to lie to me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not fucking you. I'm not feeding you at the end of the night. You know what I'm saying? I'm not doing any of those things. So you don't have to lie to me. That's one thing I don't like, a liar and a thief.
Yeah.
Like those two right there with
right.
that, like lay down status. Like I ain't fucking with you.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. If you got to question anything, it's a problem.
Yeah.
It's a problem.
I should be able to tell you, nah, you don't think, I don't think this is the best decision for all of us right now.
Right.
Or I don't think this is the best
right.
decision for you right now. And this
right.
is why. You know what I'm saying? If you can't just respect that's my opinion, you gonna do what you do with the information.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can't respect that's just my opinion and not take that personal, then you need to go work on you.
Yeah.
At this age.
I think that I should be, if you're my friend, I should be able to speak to you about anything.
Facts.
And it shouldn't leave there. You know what I'm saying? For example, say there's a large group of friends. Some of these group or some of these girls have stronger relationships than others. No
yeah,
matter,
like
yeah.
most like most female
right.
groups or whatever
right.
the case may be.
So
yeah.
with that being said, if I have a relationship with you and you have a relationship with you know, X, Y, and Z. I'm talking to you about something that shouldn't go to X, Y, and Z just because those are
your friends. Oh, yeah. You definitely.
I just feel like it's levels.
Telling your friends business is against law.
Yes.
If your friend shares something with you, mm-hmm. that is not something that you share with somebody else. That's not your place.
Right.
That's not your place. As a friend, you keep that. You keep that with you and that person. And if she want to let people know, let her do that. Mm-hmm. But you should not be discussing your friends anything.
Right. I agree.
They men, they relationships, they careers, none of that. You shouldn't be discussing any of that.
I agree. Keep your relationships private.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah, pretty much. Because when you loud about that shit, it be the loud ones. They ain't what they really, you know, seem to be.
And then it's always somebody sideline.
Always.
It's always somebody watching that's
waiting for
their turn. Waiting to, yeah, start some shit up. It's always somebody in the motherfucking group that's still with the bullshit. It's always somebody in the group.
You know, when you get older, you start like marking things off your list. Oh, you know, she talked too much. I ain't fucking with her no more. She always in drama. I ain't fucking with her mm-hmm. no more. Her and her family always beefing. Right. She always, you know what I'm right. saying? Like, hey, I need to cut this little list down right. because,
right.
hey.
What about your friends who, for example, say you got friends who are not in like, a relationship. Is that okay to get relationship advice from a friend who ain't in a relationship?
Absolutely not.
How
is somebody that has never worked in a relationship, because a relationship is a job. So how does someone who's never had that experience, how can they tell you anything about a relationship?
Man, you'd be surprised how many people reach out to their friends.
I mean, yeah, y'all hear like the bad times, but there's good times also. And when you hear the bad times, you're the first one like, oh, bitch, I'm going to leave him. Like at the end of the day, like you're not going to leave him. And you know what I'm saying? Like, are you even bold enough or strong enough to even deal with a relationship? You know what I'm saying? So it's certain shit that come with that. Relationships are hard to have. They're not mm-hmm. easy.
Absolutely.
They're
and
not
and
easy.
For those of you who don't know, if you plan to get married in life, surround yourself by married people.
Have married okay. friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Married friends hang with married friends.
Absolutely.
You want,
yeah, you want to be in a relationship, surround yourself by people who are in relationships.
For sure.
You want to be single.
Same as a relationship. Deal breakers or breaking trust, not loyal, leading me down the wrong path for a personal want or needs. Okay. Jealousy, man. Yeah, jealousy is a big one, Deshaun, mm-hmm. for sure. Mm-hmm. Jealousy is the root of all evil. I mean, you mm-hmm. could be sleeping next to the nigga that's fucking jealous of you, or bitch. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. Yeah. You could be giving that motherfucker the best of the best.
Have you ever been in a relationship where the person was jealous of, you know, the money you were making, or always seemed to want to see you fail?
Or like, always in competition?
I know somebody that's like that.
I do too.
And every time they venting to me, it's like, damn, young.
Are y'all in competition?
Yeah, like I don't think Slim wants to see me win. You know what I'm saying? I feel like, sir, you need to remove yourself then.
Yeah, you in the wrong situation. If you in a situation where your female or your man don't want to see you do better, then and just want you at a standstill, hey, you need to get out of there and
no
quit.
No bullshit. Hey, everybody can't come with you to the top.
At all.
Remember that.
At all.
Note it.
And it's always good to know people. You know, networking will do it for you as well. You know, if you know people, you can definitely get in the pocket. So, you know, just be mindful of that as well.
Absolutely. I hope y'all had a motherfucking notebook and a pen out tonight and noticed some of this greatness.
So we about to play a game.
Okay.
We about to play a game. It's Valentine's Day.
Okay.
So this game that we got is going to be... the lyrics, right?
Mm-hmm. Finish those lyrics.
So we're doing love songs tonight, okay? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, so we 80s babies, you know what I'm saying? Hey, that 90s R&B era was not to be fucked with.
Okay.
Go ahead, Cuzzo. You
all
go
right.
first.
I'll start.
Y'all got to finish the song.
So, yeah, but.
Oh, you wanna sing that shit?
Okay, so. Real love. Finish the lyrics. Finish those lyrics.
Finish those lyrics. What song, what Mary J. Blige song is that? Finish the lyrics. Lex said, real love. What's the rest? What was she searching for? hold on. Can you
let me see
your close up here?
Let me see.
Alright, there y'all go. I see y'all. Hey, we got these 80 babies in the live tonight. Okay. Alright, so it's my turn.
Okay.
I used to think that I wasn't smart enough.
Hey. Finish those lyrics.
Hey, if you know your shit, you know what the fuck that is.
If
okay?
You know, you know.
If you know. I used to think that I wasn't smart enough. What's the rest?
Finish those lyrics.
That joint still hit too. Like, it's all in the volume. I was gonna touch you.
Okay.
Chinky, hey.
Okay, y'all ready?
Tyler,
y'all ready?
Miss you.
Okay. Said I done it all, but frankly, girl, I'm tired of this emptiness.
Okay.
Finish the lyrics.
All right. Cuz I said I done it all. Mm-hmm. And frankly, girl, I'm tired of this emptiness.
Finish the lyrics.
What's the rest? Who really got a good soul in his life? Huh?
Somebody gotta know that. I ain't even gonna tell you who the singers was. Y'all should know all that.
Y'all don't know that one? Man, my playlist is lit. You know what I'm saying? So
they gotta know that.
Y'all
what
gotta.
You hold on. Somebody said something. Somebody said something.
Hold up. I wanna come home to
you and only you. That good old Jagged Edge. That good old Jagged Edge. Okay, so I'm next. Every time I close my eyes.
Hey. Everybody should be writing at the same damn time right now.
Alright. Every time I close my eyes.
Here's another one. I bust the windows out your car. Name that song.
Name that song.
No, finish
the
lyrics.
Finish the lyrics.
Finish the lyrics.
I bust the windows out your car. And that's... No. I bust the windows out your car.
We might as well finish
and
it.
And no, it didn't mend my broken heart.
Hey, I probably always have these ugly scars. Hey, but right now I don't care about that part.
Okay, all right.
Hey, I must admit it. That's my shit.
Hey, that's my shit.
I'm gonna put that on the way.
Hey, that's home. My that's shit. Way, yeah.
Hey, how many women?
I wouldn't even know.
Hey, did Jasmine have anybody busting windows out, yeah?
Man, literally.
No bullshit.
Literally, what? The niggas was going ham around that time. Okay, y'all, so I'm next, okay? I want a freak in the morning, a freak in the evening.
Finish those lyrics. All right.
If you wanna, I do not support this song, nope. Wake up feeling so hungry. Yep, Jagged Edge, yes, y'all on it. I wanna come home to you and all these, yes. Keisha Cole, I used to say, yes, y'all know y'all shit, you hear me? Yes. So I want a freak in the morning, a freak in the evening. Y'all know that one?
Hey, a roughneck nigga.
Was that China?
She balling.
A roughneck nigga that can satisfy them.
Okay. Okay.
I wanna know what.
Finish those lyrics.
Give it to him one more time. Just a little bit.
That's all they need is a little bit, yeah?
Okay, so she said, I wanna know what turned you on.
I ain't say that much. They were supposed to finish that.
Oh, yeah. Hey, somebody finish it from there, y'all. My bad.
Hey, take it from there, Samai.
I want to know what turns you on. Hey, that Jodeci gonna hit on the way home. That Jasmine Sullivan gonna hit on the way home.
Hey, all them joints hit a little different.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, we got somebody right there. You gonna give it to him?
I like to know.
Alright.
Oh.
Lex said, I wanna know what turns you on. What's the rest of the lyrics to that song? These 90s R&B hitting.
Said I like to know,
so I can be That was Joe.
Ball-headed ass. That nigga ball-headed as shit.
Joe had some hits though. You're not gonna play with him.
Oh no, that's my uncle. Uncle Joe.
Okay, that's all I got one. If I don't pick up the phone, ooh, like I used to.
Yes.
Don't you tell me that
that's my shit. Hey, don't take it personal.
Hey,
the niggas don't know that one.
We didn't hear you or didn't hit Roughneck Brother that can satisfy me. Yep.
The niggas don't know
do
that one.
Do I need to run it back?
The niggas don't know that one. They not hip to that one.
Okay, y'all. So my last one, okay? If I don't pick up the phone like I used to.
Finish those lyrics.
That's going in the playlist,
don't you
too.
Take it personal. If I don't do all the things that I used to do. Hey,
I ain't mad at you.
If you that's my shit. Hey, when you said,
now you know you're gonna.
God damn it. At least give us the singers.
And I ain't stressing about a doggone change. Cause I was
yes.
True. Yes,
thank you,
you,
distinctive style.
My love. Yeah.
Okay.
That's a classic right there. Oh, y'all hear that?
Hey,
Hey. She just dropped them on y'all.
Who can I run to? Finish those
Next
lyrics.
Next, who can I run to? Who can I run to? Dang. Finish those. Dang. You a Bama too, because I was going for escape next.
You a Bama because I had Destiny Child on my
list.
Oh,
you did? My bad. I see you over there with your pen.
I had to check it off.
My Hold head. On. Kazo, I think somebody just.
Who can I run to? When I need love. Hello.
Hey.
Somebody said real niggas ain't in that.
Real niggas ain't in what?
I guess the game?
Oh. What? Hey.
I don't know. Y'all not playing the game is what you saying?
Who said that? What was the name of the person? I was about to say, exit.
Hey, you a real nigga?
To the left, to the left. That's my next one.
Anything you want in a box of the...
Okay, so that wasn't really my next one. My next one is...
Oh, shit. Hold on, young. Let me think of one.
All I really wanted was some love this time.
I don't know that one. I don't know that one.
Until you told me lies when someone else was on your mind, what you do to me. Kelly Price. Whitney Houston. Faith Evans.
Why you ain't let nobody chime in on that?
Thought that you were someone who would do me right until you... Yeah. Hey. Hey. That what thing you hit do. Yeah.
That thing hit too.
Yeah. That good old... Hey. Whitney showed off on the thing, on the track for real.
Absolutely.
And all of them was on there.
Yes. It's been so much fun hanging with you guys. Like always, I appreciate you.
Thanks for having fun with us, y'all.
Yes, absolutely. Shout out to everybody who chimed in on the live, on the personal lives, everything, man. It's been real. Y'all know what time it is. Y'all ain't got to go home. You might already be home. Hold on.
We ain't gotta go home. We gotta get the hell up out of here.
Get the hell up out of here.
Y'all have a good night.
Yes, thank
you. Be safe. We'll see y'all next week.